Hey, hey, happy, happy day. Presidential candidate Harris. She put 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations, and then she laughed when she was asked, hey, have you ever smoked marijuana? And she giggled and giggled and giggled. Oh, just sharing with you. Now, the free market. The free market actually works. It works to free us from pinkles. And the economic plan of the wannabe president of the United States of America, it's not a free market. It's a controlled market controlled by her and her group, her little group of weird people. You know, I don't know what's first. There's so many things coming out of her mouth. Let's give $25,000 to this group and let's do this and let's do that. And let's control prices of groceries because they're too high. They're too high because of what you people have done. You raise taxes, you do so many crazy things because you're a socialist group of goofs. And now you have the audacity to say, grocery prices are too high, gasoline prices are too high. Of course they are. And now you say, we're going to put a cap on that and we're going to give money to people and help them and everything else. Wow. It's like a fireman starting a fire and then complaining that he has to go and put it out. Job security. This is nuts. Can't people see through this? I don't know if they can or not. It makes me angry because what is so hard about this? These people should never be elected, ever, because they're destroying the country. The shoppers at grocery stores, talking about grocery stores, one group said, ha ha, we're gonna put vending machines in grocery stores, and they've done it in more than a dozen, and they're growing, and they're selling ammunition for guns. When the government says you don't need a gun, buy two. These people are saying, we got ammunition because that's coming. They're making it difficult to buy, so we're putting it in vending machines. Millimeter and shotgun shells and some other rounds are coming as well. Good for them. It's called American Rounds. But that's kind of entrepreneurial. Calling all people with good sense. With good sense. Donald Trump must be elected. Check out the alternative. Pinkos, the country can't survive. The country can't survive. Canada can't survive because they'll be enabled more when the pinkos are elected. Britain can't survive. Mexico can't survive. Everyone gets enabled by this big machine, which of course is America. So, you know, the policies, the talk that we have to do, we have to defend it. I don't care if you're American, you're Canadian. Canadians, I mean, 80% of Canadians hate Trump and they would vote for anybody except Trump, and that's wrong. I mean, and they're so vocal. Canadians are actually more vocal than Americans. And I don't get it. I guess I do get it. Trudeau's been, I don't want to be influenced by this big neighbor over there. We got to have a socialist running the country like me. And he's relayed that through the media that he owns and controls to his people. Not nice. And how do we fix that? I defend Trump all of the time to Canadians because I'm in Canada a lot because, you know, I'm Canadian. I'm both, actually. But I'm in Canada right now as we speak because it's too darn hot down south, don't you know? And I talk to people all the time, Trump, and I say, do you like open borders? Well, I hadn't thought of that. I just think about how I don't like him. He's a racist, he's all these things, and none of it's accurate. You got to look at the policies. I always tell people, Wyatt Earp. Do you know the Wyatt Earp story? What does that mean? And I said, nobody liked him. But he came into towns, he cleaned them up so they were safe again. All the bad guys were pushed away, and then people were scared of him, and he went to the other town. Think of Trump as being Wyatt Earp. He's got 4 years to clean up the town. Give him the bloody time to do it. Give him the space. California. The socialist program there is doing well. California competes with British Columbia. They want to see who can screw things up faster and bigger and better. They now have a time of use pricing system that's gone into effect, and people are getting $1,000 bills in the mail and say, for their power. They're saying, what happened? Hold it here. Hang on. What happened? Now the customers are being told, don't use power. Don't use electricity during peak hours. Oh, but you have to have an electric car. But you can't charge it up because then your bill would be more than $1,000 a month. Are you getting all this? The majority of Canadians, here's the headline. Majority of Canadians agree that media's reliance on government funding impedes impartial reporting. Do you think? But then the small print says, it repeats the majority word, but then it says 55% of Canadians agree. 55%? I don't buy that. That means 45% are brain dead. I don't buy that either. Again, this is printed in a media that the government owns. So they feed you this is a Hitler thing. Hitler bought transistor radios for every homeowner in Germany and said, You people, you're isolated. You need the news. But he controlled the news. He told them everything. And that's what's happening here. An elected leader of a country. This applies to Canada. This applies to every country. It should. An elected leader of a country has a simple job description. Serve the interests of the citizens and make the country better. Duh. Pretty simple, it's not. People like the Privacy Act in Canada think that people are too stupid and that he should think for them. And accordingly, he takes people's rights away and their money and their self-respect. It's called socialism. It's a bad thing. Stand up and fight. Hey, see ya.